messages on screen for when the audio navigation becomes available. This station will now stream
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Right inside there. Deep in there.
What's up, Cameron?
Not much.
Second podcast of the day for us.
I know, sweet.
Yeah, we just busted out the basement.
This is my job.
Just busted out the Basement Nation podcast. You guys want to check that out? Basement Nation. Just search
silliness.
It. Silly. It's still silly.
This is modern silly. Man silly.
Yeah. What are we talking about today, Cameron?
Well, we're gonna tell you guys. Maybe by the time you listen to this, I guess it won't be Christmas, but
it'll be at. Well, yeah.
If you get your gift cards or money from Kobe, didn't know how to open a pop. What the?
All right, keep going.
Punch your with your finger.
I know.
If you get $100 gift card or money for Christmas and you want to get started with prepping, we're going to give you a list that will allow you to get a good little quick bug out bag for under $100.
But really what it is if you had $100, apocalypse is about to happen, what are you going to spend that $100 on? Right?
Although you probably won't order from Amazon.
No, but we're just... Okay, you might know, but maybe you go to Walmart. Same thing. All right, you have $100.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to spend that money?
Right.
You have nothing else.
We're going to tell you.
Okay. Today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. Go get your own tech pack, kids.
Perfect Christmas gift.
It really is. Really, I mean,
this would be a good starter.
$50? Come on. Yeah.
The box alone is worth $50.
Yeah.
Listener reviews starts now.
Take that one, Cameron. Take it.
Listener reviews. Tashunka for your ear holes.
Tashunka.
R.D. Jones 1. Is that right?
R.D. Jones 1. That's okay. It. You got it.
It's weird how it, like,
don't worry about it.
It's all faded out. All right. The lords of water skills have slain the master of the great divide between truth and semi-truth. This podcast is truly Tashanka to my ear holes, and if it isn't to you, then you haven't grabbed a hold of your friendly neighborhood sprinkler and tasted the delicious juice of freedom that is only received by those with true water skills. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks be to the lords for opening my eyes with all the medical tips, most notably how to fix a looth tooth. Merry Christmas. Oh, and be sure to at least give the microwave you looted to someone as a gift. They'll never know how you got it.
That was honestly
so well thought out.
Might be the best one we've ever had.
That, yeah. This is a true listener.
It really
Every
is.
Every one of our...
Just peppered throughout, man.
And listen, it's not funny. It is a looth tooth.
Looth tooth.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Thanks, guys. If you want to be part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, or go to the Amazon book, the Kindle book on Amazon. Leave a 5-star review. Make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
Today, guys, last podcast, we shouted out our friends at TacPack. Today, our friends at Survival Boxes. At Survival Boxes.
Yeah. What a great place to look up what stuff you get.
Yeah.
It's an awesome. Awesome.
It sure is.
I really like Survival Boxes.
We both do tremendously love them. So go check them out at Survival Boxes. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Might even be on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
So, bro, what do you got?
Why don't you start it off?
You want me to start it off? So, I have reading some...
You want me to open that for you?
I don't know if you can, bro.
Come on, man.
You give me this freaking Brazilian soda that doesn't open.
If you
He gives me this soda. He's like, oh, so good. I lift the tab. The tab breaks off. I don't know if I don't know my own strength or...
Brazilians open it different.
Brazilians.
Upside down.
It's upside down, so it doesn't work the same. So what I'm talking about today, Cameron, is the Hogpocalypse.
Hogpocalypse.
Have you heard about the hog popalypse? Where are you going?
I'm
going
to get a knife.
Here, I got one on me right here, bro.
I'm going to take mine off my belt. I don't want to.
You don't
want to
do that here. There you go. Use that 5'11 tactical knife. Actually, put this in front of the camera so people can watch what happens. If you're watching on YouTube, you're about to see something spectacular. I don't know what's going to...
It's going to be blood...
Dude, this is going to spray everywhere.
This pop is going to be blood red.
It's going to spray everywhere.
No, it won't. Watch.
Oh, gosh.
There we go.
Man, he opened it. Oh, sort of. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm going to slice
shred your lips.
Go down. Don't go up. What are you doing?
That's what she said.
I don't know what he's doing over there, but I'm afraid for my life.
Wow. This is really
terrible. You want me to shotgun that sucker?
Where's your 22?
Just put a hole in the bottom of it. Let me shotgun it.
You know what?
Go anyways.
Ahead. Keep going.
Okay, Hogpocalypse taking over Texas with millions of wild pigs.
This is a nightmare.
So
glad everybody will see this.
Oh my gosh, dude. You are freaking me out. Bro.
Okay.
Is it good?
Huh?
Is it good?
No.
No. Okay.
It's going to cut your lip open.
I know it is. So what I'm talking about here is the Hogpocalypse in Texas. There are so many freaking feral pigs in Texas right now, Cameron.
Feral?
Yeah. They have 2 to 3 million feral hogs in Texas. 3 million. Do you understand the amount of pigs that is?
It's more than 2,999,000.
So that's crazy, and it's actually causing a lot of $52 million annually. Oh, my gosh, you opened it.
I hope you didn't freaking kill someone with this because you just got hepatitis.
I just got hepatitis in my Brazilian soda. So it costs Texas about $52 million annually because there's so many pigs that it's like ruining crops and stuff like that. So that's bad. But what this says is, you know, come the apocalypse time, everybody's eating bacon.
I can't think of a better meat
to
eat in the time of apocalypse.
I can't think of a better meat to eat, he says.
I'm going to open a restaurant.
Meat to eat. You come down to meat to eat.
The better meat to eat.
Hey, you want to go down to meat at the meat to eat? Meat to eat.
Bunch of pork chops and bacon.
Pork chop, bacon, ham, whatever. Anyways, that's all I got. I mean,
cool. So, did you see that the Russians Air Force and the United States Air Force had some close encounters?
I actually didn't see that, no.
So, in Syria, there's
kind of... Are you serious?
Are you like Syria? So the there's kind of like that demilitarization, you know, airspace kind of thing, and Russia has crossed into it, I guess, multiple times. And they had their, was it SU, the Su, I can't remember, 52, anyway.
I don't know.
The jet, they're like prized jet was flying around, and two F-22s.
The one jet they have, is that what you're saying?
That's it.
They got a prized jet, and they just fly it around.
It's a golden jet. Shoots golden bullets.
Yeah.
It shoots titanium bullets.
It's like the golden gun on 007.
Yeah.
Remember the golden gun?
Runs on Tatanka grease.
Yeah. Mm.
It's cheap. So, yeah, anyways, they got in. It was like a 40-minute, like, back-and-forth air kind of, like, maneuvering. They're trying to communicate with each other to try and get the Russian. 40 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you doing?
Maybe someone was inverted.
Yep, yep. I knew you were going into that.
Sorry.
So. But yeah, I guess there was a point where the F-22 was like shooting off flares and crap to kind of get its attention, and
yeah,
it was kind of a little more serious than they hoped.
Wow,
scared them.
That's scary.
So yeah, I can imagine what kind of
tensions are high.
Craziness would happen if one of those, you know, somebody gets shot down on either side. That's going to make a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, or even, I guess there was almost a mid-air collision. They were, the Russian pilot was so kind of crazy.
Oh, really?
Gosh, man.
He's all vodka'd up.
That's crazy talk right there. Well, the world is mad, everybody.
Anyway,
So, today, I'm kind of excited about this. So, the other day on Instagram and stuff, I put up this picture, and I said, you got $100. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Apocalypse is coming. You got nothing else. I'm like, this is kind of a cool idea to think
about. It was a cool idea.
And we got a lot of responses. A lot of them were smart-ass responses. I want to buy a gun and steal everything.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
I'm going to buy a knife. I'm going to steal stuff. And then, like, some of the other stuff.
Way to be.
I'm going to buy a bunch of drugs.
Typical.
I know. I'm like, you idiots.
Good job being full-on true American there.
I know. But some people actually had good answers, and I appreciate those guys.
I'm going to take a knife and steal guns, and then I'm going to take the gun and steal more knives.
I'm going to have all the guns and all the knives in the Western United States.
I'm going to buy up all the black powder.
I'm going to buy a whole bunch of jalapeno peppers.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go rob Fort Knox.
I'm going to buy a plane ticket out of town.
I'm going to get jet ski and fly and just go down to Florida Keys or something.
Jet ski. I'm going to rent me a Lambo. I know the world's ending the next day. After I rent that Lambo, I'm going to keep it. Drive it around in the apocalypse. That's what
I don't know. Go down to the... new, the used car sale and give me something real nice.
Exactly. So this is the exercise. You got $100. You have your discount store, whether it be Walmart or...
It would have been kind of cool to walk through Walmart
and do
it. Because you can get some massive amounts of paracord for cheaper than I saw online.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
So,
but it was hard to do this without using Amazon. I basically used Amazon for most of this because it's easier. It's probably the cheapest place
to get. It's hard to do this without taking time out of my day to do this.
Guys, we got day jobs. We got families. We ain't got all day for
everybody's
this.
Everybody's sick in town.
Yeah. So... SHTF about to go down. You got $100 bill. You're headed to the store. You don't know how long this is going to last. You don't know how bad it's going to be, but you got to get what you're going to get for the next little while.
Yeah.
With your $100. You got a honey. You got a Benjamin. Benjamin for the apocalypse.
You got one honey.
One honey. So.
I got one honey. How much can this buy me? Well.
Well, you could get a knife and steal stuff from other people.
We've got cigarettes back here. Do you want
chewing tobacco?
Do you want a carton or a case?
Yeah, no. It's usually what it is. You go to Walmart, the person in front of me. I need like 10 packs of Marlboro non-filtered lights, and I need some new ports, and then a little bit of chewing tobacco on top of that.
Can I get a supervisor's code? I need to break this 100.
Supervisor's code. We got a $100 bill to buy cigarettes.
Can I get an override? Can I get an override?
That's not funny.
It's not at all.
It's not funny. So the first thing,
I'm just saying you're in a hurry, and they're not gonna. They're gonna take their sweet time.
Go to apocalypse.
And then
they're
gonna spin around your bag, and you're gonna forget half of your stuff.
I know. Damn it, the only thing I got was like the earplugs so I could sleep.
This is somebody else's stuff.
Dang it, just a bunch of new port lights. Path blue ribbon.
Hearing aid batteries, what in the hell am I going to do with these?
Cam went through and actually broke this down into categories for us here, which is interesting. So
first thing first.
Yeah, what's the first thing you're going to need, Cameron?
Well, you're going to want to carry everything.
Yeah. So this is a hard thing. Like, do you spend money on
this
a bag?
This was a hard thing.
This is where
I spent most of my time trying to find a good deal, but a quality bag. Yeah. So eliminating Wish or one of those Chinese websites that, you know, the apocalypse will be over before you get it. So
I know you order something on there and it's
so
like...
So obviously you could buy a truck, a car, a bug out vehicle, a bug out bag, another person to be your
but
partner.
But you won't get it until 2035.
For $2. But yeah, you won't get it until forever. So anyway, onto the bags.
Yeah, so the bags. This was hard. Like, I'm like, well, do I just use like a plastic bag and try and get through? But I think it's pretty important because you don't want to lose your stuff that you're buying, right? You don't want to make sure you can keep it all together.
Right.
You want to have something that you can scavenge with, that you can put stuff in. And you got to have something that's just not like, it's not like the cheap kid's backpack made of, you know, plastic.
Tinfoil,
yeah. So the one I came up with was $16. And this, I mean, I'm probably on the low, because I'm like $100.
That's the best price I could find for...
For something that
too.
Wasn't a piece of crap. And this one still is a piece of
this
crap.
This one probably is.
Pretty much. So it's a 40 liter. So it's actually pretty big. I got enough size on that thing. 40 liter sport outdoor military rucksack tactical Molly backpack from Amazon. Let me just open this up and I can take a look at this. So it's $16. It's like camo. I probably didn't need something that was camo, but this one was anyways. It's got some Molly on it. 600 denier Oxford cloth. I didn't like the sound of Oxford cloth in any way, but it is what it is, right? So it's big enough. It's like 20 inches by 17 inches by 50 or something. No, wait, by 8. And so it's a pretty big, it's enough, it's big enough that you could get what you need in it for a few days at least. So that's what I went with, $16.
Nice.
$16. That's like a big percentage already of my
$100. It was. That was why I spent
the
most
time. Second most expensive thing I bought with my $100.
So, yeah, I looked all over on eBay and Amazon, you know, for American companies, like companies that you're probably not going to, that you would get it.
Yeah.
So this company's out of California. The store on eBay has 40, 50, and 60 liter backpacks. I did find a 60 liter waterproof nylon backpack for $16.
Seriously?
Well, $16.50.
That's pretty good.
But I was like, no way. And it's waterproof. So it, let's see where we got the little stuff here. So the size, it's about, for the 60 liter, you're looking at, these are all in centimeters, so I can't tell you. 60 centimeter by 36 centimeter by 19 centimeter.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But it's not, you know, it doesn't have all your little pockets and gadgets, hiding areas and stuff like that. So, and it does come, there's a camo one. I think it's a little bit more money. It's only like $20, but
yeah,
60 liters that you stick on your back. So, and it's waterproof and made of nylon. I think it's a good deal.
No,
so,
it is a good deal.
As long as you can throw a bunch of crap in there.
I didn't check eBay too much. I was looking like Walmart and Amazon.
eBay's a little bit harder to... I mean, Amazon.
But that's good. So, I mean, I guess what we're
saying is... So you're looking anywhere between a 40 and 60 liter pack for under $20.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And obviously we know that these aren't going to be something that's going to last you a long time, but it's got to be able to get you through the first 72
at least,
hours.
At
and,
least a month. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So a short-term situation, it can get you through it.
Right.
So there's the bags. That's what we're going to carry all our stuff in that we got for our 100 bones. The next section was water.
Yeah.
And this is where I spent most of my money.
It was mine too.
One-fifth of my money went to this section right
because
here.
Because it's the most valuable item in there.
It is. So I was like, so do I buy a bunch of water? Do I get a filter? Do I get some
purification? That's the hard thing too, you know, the location.
Yeah.
If you're in Afghanistan or Syria,
you gotta make sure. Yeah,
it's gonna be sucky.
I'm assuming that I'm home, that I'm at where I'm at, so I know where water
like carrying
sources
water,
are.
Right? You That's know what the I mean? Thing. And we've talked about that too. You need to know your area and the best water sources.
So when you guys are doing this exercise at home, assume you're at your where you live now. You know what I mean? When you're doing this, when you fill out your worksheet and send it in, okay? We gotta send out worksheets for everybody. That everybody can download a worksheet from the website. You know what I mean?
PDF.
And then everybody sends in their PDF of what.
Please complete these and send them in before next.
And
podcast.
Then we'll grade them and send them back.
Smiley face B+.
If anybody's listening and wants to make a worksheet like this, do it.
That
we'll grade
be
them.
So
we
awesome.
Absolutely will.
The Casual Prepper's $100 worksheet.
Yep. So I went with the Sawyer Mini. You know, and it comes with the little bag piece to it, so I can carry some water in there, and I can also just suck right out of a stream if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And Sawyer Mini, 100,000 gallons. You
nothing
can't
compares.
Go wrong.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people online were saying, like, oh, I get a life straw. And then I'm like, don't get a life straw. Why would you get a life straw?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. You only get, I can't remember,
it's 4,000 gallons.
4,000.
No, I think that's for the big reservoir one.
I don't know. I'd have to look at
it's only not, like 1,000 gallons or 1,000 liters or something.
We need to look at that and figure out what that is. Look that up, Cameron.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, but 100,000 gallons, you can't go wrong with the Sawyer Mini, and it also comes with the little bag. I think it's the best way to go. It's $20, though, so that's the bad part because that's one-fifth of your 100 bones.
Yeah.
So,
But
it's the most important piece.
It is.
I think.
And I like the Sawyer Mini. The Life Straw doesn't come with a bag.
It doesn't.
It
doesn't
come with a way to pour that water around. Mm-hmm. A Life Straw, you're wondering how much? Or how much
how
it
many gallons?
Filters. Yeah. It, but yeah, I mean.
It's about the same price.
I have a couple of Life Straws.
Yeah.
You know, and before I found Sawyer Mini.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, nothing wrong with
they're
them.
They're going to help, and they...
I think the price is similar, right?
I do like the gravity-fed one that I have. You know, I have two of those, and they filter quite a bit, but still, nothing compares to that stupid Sawyer Mini.
I know. You can't beat it.
So the Life Straw filters a total of... Come on.
You don't know, do you?
1,000 liters.
Okay, 1,000 liters. So that's not even gallons, man. That's insane.
Yeah.
So
10 times more.
Yeah. That's you got to go with the Sawyer Mini. There's just no way around it. That's what you did too, right? You did the same thing?
I did the Sawyer Mini too. Yep.
Yeah. Very good. We were.
If you if you haven't discovered, Kobe and I are like 100% on board with Sawyer Mini.
Yeah, that's our thing.
All right, so food. So this is a tricky one. You know, you could buy a bunch of Snicker bars.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go crazy and get a Zero bar. Maybe.
Ooh, yeah, Zero. Some Mambas.
It's like a albino Snickers.
That's what it is.
But if you look like the MREs, they're probably horrible. But they, you know, if you're gonna maximize the amount of calories that you're carrying in a small space,
yeah,
you know, you go with an MRE or a ration. I found a 3-day 3,600 calorie Grizzly Gear 3-day emergency food ration.
3 days, really? Wow.
There's less sugar in it, more nutrients. I bet it tastes awful.
Yeah.
It's 5-year shelf life. $12.95.
Okay, that's pretty good for 3 days.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive, but yeah. But yeah, 3 days.
That's what you went with?
There's tons. I saw quite a few. Mm-hmm. Some of those MREs are expensive.
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
You can't.
Either they taste good.
Looking at this, I almost didn't buy any food with my money. Yeah. I was really close to saying, I'm just gonna have to scavenge for food. I've got my water. So I'm just gonna.
I got my toes and my fingers.
Exactly.
I will eat those.
By at the end, I'm like, okay, I need to probably buy some food.
Yeah.
I went with the little bag of the survival tabs. I don't know if you've seen those.
No, I hadn't. I looked at them.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're just like these little nuggets that you eat, you know. So this was like $9, $8.95, and it's
are
two
they
days
like in
worth.
A sealable pouch or yeah, they? It's see, a sealable I like pouch. That. So mm-hmm. you're kind of snacking
yep,
through the day
you put
instead
it back
of.
In. And it's for 2 days, and I could probably push that to 3 days, probably.
Easy.
They're 25-year shelf life on them, which is kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's $9, huh?
Yeah, survival tabs. And they're just like these little tabs.
I'm going to buy some now.
I know. I have some here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100% of the 15 essential vitamins and minerals you need. Gluten-free, non-GMO. So there you go. For $9, I figured that was a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal.
And so that would get me through a few days, you know,
yeah,
at least. And then I could scavenge from there on out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Another thing that you're going to want to do is, you know, be able to build a fire or start a fire to cook, prepare, mm-hmm. you know, either boil water or if you want to avoid your filter use, and just be comfortable. I went like super cheap here because I bought a 6 or 8 pack of, mm-hmm. they're not even Bic, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They're just little
like the
super cheapo dollar ones.
Yeah.
And I've used them. I have them in my bug out bag right now and. I've used them up on the mountain. They work perfectly fine. Yeah. Who knows how long and how, but you got 6 others or
right.
5 others.
Right.
So I went with that because I could get $1 for a pack of those. And then the tinder, you can get, you know, like either the discs that are like that wax embedded fuel, you know, fuel sticks or whatever for about $4.50 to $5.
Yeah.
So, you know, about $6 gets me a bunch of lighters. And then it gets me the any kind of tinder to kind of burn for a couple of minutes while I'm building a fire over top. So
no, that's good. Yeah, I went back and forth on this. I almost bought the little live fire gear starter that comes with the ferro rod and stuff. It was a little more because I think it was ended up like $10.
Yeah,
or a little more than $10. I can't remember. What I end up going with is a 5-pack of Bix, and it was $6. If I'm going to go with the lighter, I just like I'm just going to go with the best. I know that those are going to work no matter what. I don't have any tinder, but I'm hoping that I can just scrounge something up. So
it's like, you know, this is 2017.
Yeah.
You know, a ferro rod's awesome.
Yeah.
But they do wear down, and they are a whore to get a fire started.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I've, like, raped my ferro rods, and, like, I'm, like, trying to get little pieces off.
It's something that you have to keep practicing. You have to keep
working
on. And if you don't, it's hard.
And
it's
we do
hard
it all the time when we're filming, and I still struggle with it. So I'm like, just buy a bunch of cheap lighters burn something with
have that ferro rod as a backup, but that should only be used if you absolutely have nothing else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I went with the Bix, $6. The next one was weapon, and this could kind of go weapon. You know, obviously you're probably not buying a gun or anything for that amount of money. And so
maybe just 3D print one.
Yeah.
Go to your local library.
So I just went with a knife. And this is hard. It's hard to find a knife that isn't like at least 20, 25 bucks that isn't a piece of junk.
I know.
It is like really, really hard.
I agree.
And I didn't want just like a little folding knife.
I don't like the folding knife. If you're really going to thrust it into the gut.
Yeah. So I went with the old trusty Moore knife, the 4-inch with the carbon steel blade. It was 11 bucks on Amazon. And I've got 4 or 5 more knives, and they're freaking awesome.
They are. You know? I used that black one in our first box.
Uh-huh, yeah.
From Battle Box. Mm-hmm. I used it for like 6 months on all of our video shoots.
Yeah.
I would strike with it to start fires, and it's such a solid, and it has a great handle.
Yeah.
The most basic looking knife ever.
Yeah, they don't look.
But you can tell.
Yeah.
You can just feel that it, like.
Oh, yeah, you can pound
kill
on that
everybody
sucker. I mean,
it.
You can. It's such a good knife for all around. I mean, it's kind of built
price,
for bushcrafting and
yep.
stuff. But for 11 bucks, why doesn't everyone have like 5 of those things?
I know.
You know?
Like, I went, I threw one in there too.
Uh-huh.
I did find, so M-Tech.
Oh, you found one for $8.50?
That's what yours is.
Mine's 11 bucks.
Oh, no, the same one in a different color, like a green one,
was
$8.50.
Oh,
the same
dang,
knife.
I got more money.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
you,
right.
You even had more.
$8.50, man. Wow.
So this, so M-Tech, they make a bunch of blades that that have pretty good reviews. I think they're pretty basic, but if you wanted a longer blade, I mean, this thing has a 5.5-inch overall blade.
A little bit longer blade.
And then it has some cord as the handle, so you could use it dually as a, like a paracord knife.
Yeah.
And that was, $8.50 as well. So,
M-Tech. I don't know if I've used an M-Tech
blade. I haven't either. So, but I saw that they had...
$8.54, my gosh. That's cheap, man.
I know. And that I went with both. Like I was like I'd probably buy the same.
It's
like
the paracord, man.
But you got the paracord handle on that one, so you could eliminate a cost there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. So all right, next one, medical. What'd you go with, Cam?
There's a lot of little kits on there, and most of them have garbage in them.
And I didn't know this one too. I was like, well, do I have to
actually
have a
like
med kit?
The one that you found?
But
yeah, you know, you do want some little gauze bandages and just some simple Band-Aids.
You have to. You don't, because you get infected or something.
Right. Even like callus your hands if you're cutting a lot. You can use those Band-Aids just to kind of cover things up. And there's a lot of kits on there. And the kit that I found was $7.50.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't like about it is it came in a. It comes in a cloth pouch, so it's not waterproof. But my bag's waterproof. So
right. So you're probably okay there.
But this one had, just the real basic stuff. It has little tweezers that are plastic, so pure garbage. But it does have safety pins in it. It has some Band-Aids, some alcohol bandages or alcohol pads, and then it has a triangular bandage, which is kind of nice. So,
cool.
Little small pouch that you could just toss in your bag for $7.50.
Very cool. So I went with the kind of the classic Coleman 27-piece first aid kit, the little mini travel
one. I liked it.
It's a nice little kit for $7.
Yeah.
The reason I went with this, obviously, is because it was $7, which is nice and cheap. Because it comes with all kind of the normal stuff, some gauze, some alcohol pads, antiseptic wipes, sting relief, all that kind of stuff. But it also comes with a razor blade, which I thought could be, extra useful for other stuff, a couple of safety pins, and then it comes in a tin.
Yeah.
And so I figured that tin could be used for cooking. It's tiny. It's not very big.
Yeah.
But you could boil some water in there if you had to and cook something or cook some meat, squirrel meat, chipmunk.
No, I like
whatever. Little meat.
Melt some snow, drink it.
Exactly, yeah. So
reflect at the spaceships above.
That was hard. The hard thing for me, I'm like, I don't really have anything to cook anything in.
I know, I didn't either.
And I'm like, so
I was like, I've got an MRE.
Yeah.
The longer you're out and the more you're scavenging, you're going to want something to cook in.
Yeah, or purify some more water if you want to do it
exactly.
that way. So that's kind of why
I did like
the
that. Common. I wanted to do something different because I liked yours.
You did, huh?
Didn't want to copy you.
So that's where I went. Yeah.
The Coleman FAC.
Yep. $7, baby.
Cool.
Yeah.
So those were, that covered like the real main, we didn't do shelter, we skipped it. So shelter, I did, I looked. I liked a lot of different things, but I did, the one thing I came across that I, I found was pretty, for the price, a pretty good deal. Because you're kind of getting dually the thermal blanket type thing.
Yeah.
So these are on Amazon. What was the price I had on those?
They're $10.
For $10, you get four Mylar blankets. And, you know, two of them are camo. One's gold. That's the cheaper pack that gets the two. But, you know, these are thin and they tear easily. But you could lay one down when you have four of them.
Yeah.
You know. Or you could double them up and then poke through, and you know, so you've got a little more something to tie to you instead of tearing through the edge of one. But waterproof, they reflect heat, so keep you warm. And then you can wrap your crap up in them and stick it in your bag if you don't have a waterproof bag and things like that. So, and they're super lightweight.
Yeah, where you have four of them, you could probably last, you know, a week or two with those if you had to, you know.
And they're not, I mean, they're not heavy duty. They're going to wear out and and they're super noisy and super annoying.
Yeah.
And they're 52 inches by 82 inches, which is like 4 foot by almost seven.
So you're
going to cover up the modern man.
Modern man.
But I thought that was a good deal. Four of them. I mean, there's a lot of uses for those, you know, collecting water, shelter, laying on them. So four of them get you a long way, and they're only $10, so I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I kind of went with the classic tarp. I went with a 6x8 foot green tarp. Found it for $6.80. You know, it's ripstop. It's got the grommets on the sides, you know, on the edges and everything. So I figured...
There isn't, you can't go wrong.
It's hard to go wrong with that. I can make shelter. I can wrap myself up in it if I need to.
Yep.
I could collect water. You know, a bunch of things you can do with tarps.
Right.
You could build a
kite. The only thing you can't do with a tarp is
cover something completely in the back of your truck.
Is plan for it to make it to the next destination in the back of your truck and not just rip to shreds.
I know. It's like every time you go to the dump and it's just like, it's gone.
I know. You're like, you tie everything down, you cross it over, and like, you're like, well, it's like a bed full of rope.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, it's all frayed. Wow.
How did this happen? Yeah. And obviously, you know, for a $7 tarp is going to be cheap.
Yeah.
But you got $100, you got to make do with what
there's
you
so
can.
Much use for a tarp, though.
Yeah.
So I think it. That's what I had in mind.
Yeah, yeah. But. So that's shelter, and you know that also goes into a few other areas as well with those things. So.
Yep.
And then so after that we
kind of hit on all the main things you really need to focus on.
That's kind of your main stuff. Well, there was another one up there. Another. Did you actually delete it?
What was it? Oh, the comms.
Yeah,
I did.
So we had another category, and it was comms. Communications in some way, but I could not figure any way to make anything work in there.
Well, you know, if you don't have a cell phone in this day and age, that's going to be your main thing.
Yeah.
You're going to try and hope that it works, you know. So I kind of leaned on that, but I mean, to get a good communication device, there's no way you're going under.
Yeah, you're not going to get someone under 100
comms is a hard thing.
So I think that's an area you're just going to have to deal with not having something.
Yeah. And I think that's good. That's
what it comes down
to. Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So then after that, it just kind of comes down to miscellaneous stuff. Like, I think I had like an extra, you know, $20 at the end that I could spend on some other stuff.
Yeah, you had a lot more.
I can't remember exactly
I
where I went.
I'm trimming it
so
down to get some more goodies.
My first item was I found 50 feet of paracord for like $8. And like you said, I could probably find it cheaper and with a little more maybe somewhere at Walmart. I mean, it's possible.
With the paracord?
Yeah, the paracord.
Yeah. It's not going to be hard to find.
But this is like mil-spec, commercial grade, 550 paracord.
Yeah,
you can
buy a lot.
Yeah.
So
you know, I got 50
you
feet.
You want to get carried away?
I might be able to get 75 or 100 feet for that price. So obviously, paracord is going to be great for making my shelter with my tarp.
Fishing. Strangling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, set
clothes
up,
on.
Tripwires.
Tripwire.
Mm-hmm. Sex.
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Holding up
stuff.
Your britches.
Holding up your britches.
New shoelaces.
Yeah.
Multiple uses.
So anyways, I think paracord's kind of a must. You have to have some.
I added that in there too. There's some varieties of it. You know, I found a on Amazon, like those bracelets that have a little compass in them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of wanted a little navigation device. And the best one I found was, I think it was $8. No, it was $8.50. $8.50 for, you know, a braided paracord with a compass and I think a little whistle on the side.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a whistle.
Yeah, which ones are good.
But yeah, if you wanted to kind of go a little more expensive and a shorter amount of paracord, just go with one of those little survival bracelets.
Yeah, those are always good to have, you know.
I figured, too, with lighting, so you got your fire for one. Carry a torch if you want. You want to be crazy.
Yeah.
Your flashlight is likely going to be on your phone until it dies.
Yeah.
But there are those little crank flashlights, which suck. They're horrible.
I looked at a few
to navigate through the forest. Like, I've used one to try and work on my car, and I'm like, this is...
Yeah. It's like last-ditch effort but light.
If you really wanted one, you don't have to worry about... Excuse me. I about threw up in the microphone. If you wanted to make sure you don't have to worry about batteries and stuff, there's a little crank one on there. I think if the one that I found for a crank flashlight was, I put it down here, a light crank flashlight, $850. And it was a good one. It has a little clip on it. And, you know, most of those are completely dead. So
I looked at a bunch of those.
In reality, I'd probably try and find a better light.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to worry about battery, that's the only way to go.
Yeah. Like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. My next item was a survival bandana. The orange, kind of the classic survival bandana. It's like $5. $4.95. I found it on Amazon. And we've talked about these so many times. There's so many uses for them. Bandanas, you know, first aid to signaling to, I mean, you know, water purification. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it. This one, it actually has a bunch of tips on it, like hiking safety. It has navigation, knots, first aid, a bunch of stuff like that. That, you know, in a pinch, you're going to want some of that information because, you know, you get out there, your mind gets loopy and you're just like, oh, right. What do I do? You know? So I think it's good to have that kind of stuff. And so for $5, it was definitely worth that for me. And obviously, you know, you can put it around your head if it gets hot, you know.
Yeah.
Do a lot of different things with a bandana.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you just go search bandana.
Filter out mud, water, and make it nice.
Yeah. So that was my next item, cool. Bandana.
The other little thing I had. So I had to trade off here on, I think I got everything covered. But if you, the one thing I was kind of debating on is the light crank light.
Yeah.
Is to eliminate that and go with a multi-tool. I actually found a really sweet one on Amazon that I didn't write down. It's like $11.50.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those over the top ones. Uh-huh. Like you flip out and it's got like a hammer.
Yeah.
And it's got a little hatchet.
I saw it.
I think if you type in multi-tool.
But if you go like a dollar more, you can get the Gerber
one. Yeah, the Gerber one was cheap.
It's a tiny, it's a small Gerber one. It's cool. Like this big.
I saw that one too and I was like, man.
Because I was thinking
I'd probably go with a multi-tool just because of the medical use plus,
yeah, no,
you know,
absolutely.
All the other uses. So that was another thing that I'd probably, you know, tweak.
Yeah, I was debating between getting the Moore knife or like a multi-tool with a knife in it.
Oh, man, fighting.
But
if you're to really defend yourself with a multi-tool.
You'd want to have a Moore knife for a weapon much better. But,
exactly.
I mean, all around the multi-tool is going to be so much handier for all sorts of different things. So that was a trade-off there, but I ended up going with the Moore knife because I trust him more, you know?
Was there anything else you wanted to add into there?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple more I want to talk about.
Do it.
My next item I got, I needed some sort of a light. And this light I've actually used before. I think I've got one still somewhere. It's the J5 Tactical V1 Pro flashlight. I don't know if you've seen these cams. Like 300 lumens. They're really bright. They got three modes. This one's desert camo. It's like $12. But they're fantastic lights. I think they run off a AA battery, so it's easy to find those. So I figured I'm gonna want a nice light.
You do,
you know,
you do.
That especially if I'm trying to scavenge at night or, you know, doing whatever I need to be doing. A nice bright flashlight, you know, self defense. There's so many different things you can use it for. And the J5 V1 Pros I've used before, and I trust them, and. So for $12, man, frick, it's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
So then at the end, I had like $3 left, and I'm like, what the crap am I going to spend $3 on? So I was like, maybe I'll grab some more food, you know, but I'm like, for $3, what am I going to get that's going to be worth much? And then I was like, maybe I'll just grab some water, and again, $3, you can't do a whole lot. I ended up going just with like the P38 can opener. I figure if I'm scavenging and I got some canned food, it's going to be a bitch to open that sucker like with my Moore knife or something.
Oh yeah,
so I just went with the can opener.
I just showed you guys exactly.
Yeah, it's not fun.
How
so?
It can be.
I found the P38. You can get it for like $3.
That's awesome.
And so I was like, well,
can opener would be a lifesaver.
You know, can opener. That's what I ended up going with.
Yeah, I guess I didn't mention the other thing. I looked through were little pots and pans. You know, those
cooking utensils. Yeah.
You can get those aluminum ones from Coleman for like $10.
Yep.
Super light. Super horrible. Yeah. Like they burn everything and melt everything.
Yeah.
You can't control the heat very well. But if you want something to, you know, put your soup in or cook your MRE in.
Yeah.
Which,
and like we said, it's only for a few days, you know, possibly or, you know, maybe a little bit longer.
But that'll give you, you can get several little tools for that, which is a good deal too. Some trade off.
Yeah.
So you can play with these. I mean, obviously the big hitters are your water, food, fire, and a weapon.
Uh huh.
And the bag, you know, that's kind of, well, medical and shelter.
Exactly.
And all those. You can play with that miscellaneous stuff of what you think would work best in your area and all those things.
So I was looking at, I was like, man, I got $100. I mean, is there any other possible way I could do this and actually come out ahead?
Yeah.
And I was looking at BattleBox Mission 34, the one that just came out that's everybody's getting right now.
Yeah.
For the pro box, you can get everything you need except for a knife.
Oh, really?
Like, seriously, everything. So look at this, what they have right now. They have the Self-Reliance Outfitter Mini Inferno. That's exactly those
pucks
that you were talking about, Firestarter. You can get the Backpacker's Pantry Louisiana Red Rice and Beans. BattleBox Flashlight.
Right. That's $100, huh?
Yeah, BattleBox Flashlight. And it's actually a pretty good little flashlight. I can't remember. It's like the Cree one or whatever it is.
Right, right.
Survival Frog Tactical Bivvy. The nice big bivvy sack.
That's awesome.
Then it has the water drop, the 5-pack of the water drops. Did you see those? Yeah.
No, I did, yeah.
So those are like these water purification packets that you just throw in a source of water. You come back a few hours later and they're like blown up. They look like a Capri Sun or something like that. You stick a straw in them and then they taste kind of like orange punch. It purifies the water, and then it also gives you a bunch of electrolytes and minerals and vitamins and
that's
stuff
sweet.
Through it.
Yeah, those were sweet.
So that's just in your $25 basic box right there.
Wow.
Then you go to the advanced box, and you get the BattleBox Camp Bottle and Cup set. So you have a cup, you have stuff to boil water and cook food in. And then the next thing you get is the Exotac Poly Striker. So you got a Poly Striker, a really nice ferro rod. That's the $50 cost right there. You're only at $50. Then you go to the Pro Box. In the Pro Box, you get the big 72-hour, 42-liter bug-out bag, right? The nice one. And then you get the fish trap.
Yeah, it is a nice one.
The big fish trap.
Yeah, that fish trap is awesome.
So that's for $100. You get all that stuff.
Wow.
So you would be really close.
Man, they're magicians.
I don't know how they do it either. You'd be really close to almost making it. You just wouldn't
have
a knife.
Yeah.
You'd have to figure out the knife.
I always figure with the knife thing is if you're a listener, you're a prepper, you've got an EDC knife that you should already have.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
so there
that's,
you go.
That's part
if
of what
wanted,
this
I know, but I'm
is,
just
though.
Saying,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you wanted to just,
so
that's crazy.
People who rag on subscription boxes don't really actually look at what you get for the price.
Yeah, and I spent honestly probably an hour looking through all this stuff to find $100 of good quality gear, and I didn't find nearly that stuff.
No, and if you compare this gear to the gear we're going at, it's probably better gear.
I would say so, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're getting a better piece of gear with most of this stuff. So, I mean, I'm just
saying.
And
those guys they're like the masters of
they're really good.
Low cost.
Yep.
I don't even know how they make out.
I don't know.
With each other.
Take that, Daniel.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was just kind of an extra thought I had in that area. It's kind of funny
that is pretty sweet.
Can almost do it. And this is the new welcome box. So anybody who goes to BattleBox can get this as a welcome
box. We're going to get you guys a sweet video for that too.
Yeah,
we're
hopefully.
Looking forward to. Yeah, hopefully.
We haven't got it yet.
Real quick, I just wanted to thank our other sponsor, Survival Boxes. They are the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next door outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting Survival Boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime you want. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription box at SurvivalBoxes.com.
You know, you could probably go with the mixed box from Survival Boxes. What is it, $35?
Mm-hmm.
And so you would get some food, you'd get some water, and some
gear. You could knock out like three, four big categories of your
boom
prep for, yep.
That's the nice thing about survival boxes is you always get the food and water.
And if you don't use it, stuff's, most of those store for 25 years. So.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
There we go.
Don't be pussies about the survival boxes and the battle boxes.
They're not manly. Yeah.
They're not manly is
they're
what
not,
I meant to say.
Not manly. Yeah. So anyways, that's good stuff. What do you think?
I thought it was.
It's kind of a fun exercise.
Interesting to work through. Yeah, we'll get you your worksheets out and by next podcast, you know, I want them submitted no later than 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
or a.m. I don't remember. Is it a.m.?
I don't. It's a.m. It's a.m.
12 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
So
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. So one thing that we see pretty commonly in the urgent care, I mean, super frequent is the is the urinary tract infections. A lot of the times, you know, mostly symptoms, not so much a confirmed bladder infection.
Mostly women's, right?
Mostly women's, mm-hmm. yeah. But men can definitely get them too. And yeah. They're a lot more dramatic about it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So
we don't.
I've never had one, so maybe it does hurt really bad.
I've had one before.
Women have them all the time, and I feel for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right. You did, huh?
I did. Sucked.
So just kind of the basic things on managing a urinary tract infection. You know, hopefully you have some backup antibiotics. But before you get to that, you know, lots of water. Try and flush out the bacteria. You know, there's even supporting studies showing, you know, if you can get a bladder infection to resolve on its own, which it kind of should.
Yeah.
It's better. It doesn't
instead
lead
of using
to,
antibiotics.
Yeah. Lead to those resistant types of bacteria.
Man,
and
I saw this study the other day or somebody was talking about it. By the time you're an adult, you know, like in your mid-30s, you've gone through like 30 courses of antibiotics.
Really?
The average person.
Wow. I don't think I've been on that many.
I don't think I, well, I don't know, think so either, but they said like average in the United States.
Yeah. So truth be told, as a provider, when I have somebody come in, they're a paying customer, they're there for an antibiotic.
That's what they want. Yeah.
And, you know, I try and explain to them, you know, don't frown on me. If you're another provider listening to this, screw you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a good person. But they all want antibiotics. That's what they're there for. Yeah. And, you know, and we try and discourage them from, you know, this is a viral infection, you know, study show, blah, 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 blah. And they just stare at you and they're like, so where are you sending over that antibiotic?
So where can I pick it up?
Yeah. Seriously, how it is. And so, yeah, we do over-treatment. And, you know, same thing with these urinary tract infections is they should resolve on their own. And they also did a study showing antibiotic treatments did lead to reoccurring infections, like, more often.
Yeah.
So antibiotics aren't always good. So, you know, flushing it out, you know, the cranberry juice increases acidity.
Acidity.
Increases like a big city.
It's like New York City, everybody.
So they're you know, they are useful, but there are times when it gets out of control. And obviously you do not want a kidney infection because that can be serious and kill you. So the common antibiotics, you know, we've talked about the ones for fish, the fish antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Cipro is an excellent choice. Bactrim is an excellent choice for bladder infections. Keflex. These are all three ones that you can get for in bird and fish antibiotics.
Yeah.
And amoxicillin. I think the dosage is usually almost all of these are twice a day for 7 to 10 days. All of those. You can even use doxycycline, azithromycin, ampicillin. They're all available at your black market antibiotic stores.
Mexico.
Yeah. So anyway, if it gets to that point, you're feeling pretty crappy, burning, then there you go.
Yeah.
The other thing you can get over the counter to help with relief is like azo, pyridium. They're like,
what's that?
I'm gonna go into details on this. They kind of anesthetize the bladder wall, help you to not have spasms and discomfort.
I've seen those.
Stains everything.
Everything's like reddish or purplish.
Yep. So it's probably good to have some of that as backup.
And that's cheap.
For
those
relief.
Things are super
they
cheap.
They are. Yep. Some natural remedies for urinary tract infections. Vitamin C supplements are thought to reduce the concentration of bacteria in the urine.
Hmm.
Garlic, preferably in capsules. It's not as horrible.
Yeah.
Echinacea is actually helpful. Goldenrod tea with vinegar sounds horribly
goldenrod.
Delicious. Horribly delicious.
Hey, baby, you want to taste my goldenrod?
So you want to stick a goldenrod in your mouth.
Yeah.
Cranberry tablets, obviously. So those are some common things that you can do to help treat it. antibiotics are not always first choice, but you start getting fevers, chills, back pain, and urgency frequency symptoms, you probably should start taking those fish antibiotics.
Or real antibiotics, you got them.
Right, if you've been stocking up.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Treating.
Don't get a urinary tract infection in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Not going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I guess preventative is another good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Peeing after you have sex.
Yeah.
Cleaning that area.
Yeah.
So hygiene is very important. And wearing loose clothing.
Loose clothing.
It's thought. Really tight, dark areas.
Ooh.
Causes infections.
Scary.
There's probably infection down there. Some tight,
too tight, too dark.
Yeah.
Too tight, too
Anyways,
dark.
Anyways, there you go.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cameron.
Well.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys listening. Like we said, we just did another podcast for the Basement Nation, so you can go check that out soon. Go look at it. Listen to it.
Right.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure you're subscribed to us, to our YouTube, to our dang we got.
Yeah.
You got anything else, Cameron?
I don't.
Okay. See you later, guys.
See you.